Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show,
a podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City. Here we are.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't like to start off our episodes right on topic.
I know. I thought about throwing you some curveballs because I know.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I know.
How about I ask you?
I'm gonna throw you one.
No, I don't want one.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, you go.
You're going to
go first. Let's just get it over with.
Oh, no, go. You're going to have fun with it.
Go ahead. I was just going to ask, like, is there something right now that you are working on that's a challenge?
Oh, my gosh. Is there
Pick
not?
One. Pick one. It could be training. It could be life stuff. Whatever.
Let's share. I mean, so I am working a lot on, like, the mental health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, managing, like, anxiety and self-talk and learning about, like, how your nervous system works and how your nervous system develops when you're really young and how that influences your behaviors and your thought patterns now. It's fascinating. It really is. And it's been really helpful because that's, like, you know, some of the old patterns and thinking patterns that you do without even realizing it and where those come from and, like, learning how, like, you have, like, implicit memories in your nervous system and how your body, like, learns from such a young age and it's imprinted and just the effects that have and how, you know, like neuroplasticity in the brain, how you can change, like, you know, the pathways in your brain and how to do that. And
it's trainable.
It is absolutely the hardest thing I've ever worked on. I mean, but I love it and I'm fascinated and it's very relevant, like, for my personal life and personal mental health, but it's super relevant to sports too.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited to learn more. Send me the book.
Oh, there's, I,
well, what, whichever oh is the best favorite book. One, I have a stack that's really tall on my bedside table.
I know you
table.
Do. But I actually took a course that was just fantastic.
Okay, that just get, I can't I know. Take I,
we
more
don't have
courses.
To do it. This is where you just, that's a boundary. You put your boundary.
Boundaries will change your life. I have, like, oh, you know, you have to take this many courses per year or every 2 years to maintain
so
your
this
PT
means,
license.
So your reaction.
Like, see, my reaction? High anxiety.
So that means telling you something though, right? So it's like, that's too much. It's too much. So
yeah,
you're not going to do that.
But
so
I will read it at my leisure and it's fascinating. So I want to, yeah, definitely. Okay. You're going to text me that book. Okay.
It's a course, but okay.
No, I want a book.
Oh my gosh.
This, learn at your own pace.
We all have things to work on.
Oh, okay. No, I do. I agree. All right.
Okay, but so I was going to ask you, it's so crazy that you started this off, because I wanted to know what you are learning about that is not endurance, PT, or the weather. Like, what do you like? What are you learning about? What do you enjoy?
Oh, okay. Like, I am suddenly, well, it's not suddenly, it's the last several months, into, like, this World War II stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like, I just am all, it's like, historical fiction, anything around it. I read The Accidental President, which was about Truman. Mm-hmm. And, like, so I'm all into this. And we actually have, like, this yearly block. It's not a block party, okay? It's several of us that do, like, a little, you go to different houses, you go to each other's houses, and you have some portion of a meal, right?
Yeah.
Like a progressive dinner-y thingy. Okay.
Well, that's fun.
With just our neighbors that we've had for, like, 20 years. And one of my neighbors is this, you know, like, hunter guy, like, super tough. I've shot a bear and I have a bear rug. I love him to death, right? And so we're talking and I start talking about this World War II, you know, these books I'm reading right now. And he's like, oh my God, you should have seen him. He just got so excited.
Aww.
And, you know, his wife walks by and he's like, Amy's interested in, you know, like, in World War II. And she's like, oh, you found a World War II buddy. You know, so he comes downstairs with, I kid you not, it looks like a library shelf full of World War II books.
Gosh.
So that's what's sitting on my side.
Oh, good.
But yeah, so you asked, you got it.
That's great. I think it
has
good.
Nothing to do with running or physical therapy. Yeah, it is.
Good. Okay.
And I hated history growing up, and now I'm fascinated by it.
See that curve? Look at you managing a curveball. Oh my gosh.
All right, what are we talking about today? How far are we into this podcast already? Let's switch this little thing to time. Oh, 5 minutes. Okay. Okay, we are going to talk about rotation today in the spine for swimming.
Yes.
And how it is in, how it is involved with swimming. Yeah.
Well, more like, so sort of.
Okay.
We're actually going
to... Ooh. Oh, never mind. We're going to edit that part out. What are we talking about today?
No, we're not guys? Editing that. That was great. I'm going to tell you what we're talking about.
Okay.
Because we are talking about thoracic... So we're talking about spine rotation, thoracic yeah. spine rotation, and swimming, specifically, like, the thoracic, which is, like, where if you're, like, a female, like, the bra strap runs right across that middle section of the back. It sort of... I mean, I feel like it kind of gets neglected, but it hurts on most people. And it's an important part of swimming, but what we're actually talking about is how the bike affects that.
Oh!
Well, look at that.
In the notes, I thought it was about swimming. Okay.
I know you don't.
Well, now I'm going to make you talk about swim portion, too. So, hope you get your notes all freshed up.
She's mad because I can make notes.
She can make notes.
We're having some...
She can make notes in like 5 seconds.
We're having...
Mind take
we're having a situation
minutes.
Over here today. It's a learning curve.
Okay, tell me.
Okay.
What about the bike?
Okay. So truly, because and this is actually, you know, relevant for people that you see in the clinic for running
yes.
too. So the bike, let's just talk about the bike for a second, because it is different than swimming and running, because in swimming and running, your body kind of gets to choose how it moves. It's not locked into a position mm-hmm. and it may not always choose the, you know, best things we're going to be doing,
yeah.
right? But on a bike, you get into a bike and you are locked into a position, right? Because mm-hmm. you are sitting on a machine that is forcing your body to move in a certain direction.
Yeah, you're
right?
clipped in.
You're clipped in.
Feet.
And you have all of those contact, like your butt has a contact point, maybe your elbows or your hands or whatever. So anyway, the point is that you are locked into a position on the bike.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's affected by that is your thoracic spine. So that middle part of your spine, because when you're sitting on the bike, you know, whether or not if you're in aero position, which is the position that you would see if somebody's sort of, if you're not a cyclist, you can either sit up. Like, so when you see people riding in the Tour de France, they're sitting up on the bike. If you look at triathletes, they will have like bars on their bike where they can lean over into what's called the aero position. It makes them more aerodynamic on the bike, which is another podcast. But especially when you are in aero position and you are locked into that position, your back gets very stiff. And, you know, the people that I coach tend to be on the bike for, you know, anywhere from like 3 to 7 hours, 8 hours. So it's a long time to be sitting in that one position and your back gets really stiff. Why does that matter for swimming? So when you go for swimming, swimming is actually swam like side to side. Like you go side to side. And there.
Wait, are you, because you're, it looks like you're demonstrating rotation, not side to side bending.
I mean, like, because people, I think they look at swimming and they think it swam on your stomach.
Right. But you're actually rotating through almost like a little torpedo. Like
you are. It's like if you had, I tell people if they had like a pole through the center of their body, it's actually like, it'd be like you're rotating around.
You're twisting around it. Right. Yes.
And to keep, without overcomplicating this, like as you are swimming, your thoracic spine rotates.
Should be rotating.
Well, it should be rotating. Yeah. And as you're reaching... In swimming, so you're like nice and tall and your hand is entering, your arm and your shoulder also reach to help get as much of a pull as you can.
Yeah.
So basically your shoulder, your arm, and your thoracic.
Wait, you mean to get, so it's actually reaching and you're, that's to kind of extend and rotate your spine. It's helping to rotate it.
Sure.
Getting
yes.
Some, okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, you know, if you watch somebody swim, you can see as their arm enters and they glide forward and all of that, you know, your body rotates to the side.
Yes.
And as you reach, like your shoulder needs to extend out, your arm extends out and your thoracic spine rotates to make
yes.
that happen. Right.
Yes.
If what happens is that we sit on that bike and our thoracic spine gets really tight and it does not rotate the way that it should. And then what happens is that because you're still trying to reach in that swim, shoulder issues surface because you're trying to force your body to get into that position that it needs to get into to swim well. And part of that isn't working. Your thoracic spine is no longer rotating. So your shoulders start to compensate or you start to do weird things with your neck to get
that's
that
reach. That's what I was going to say, because to breathe. So I see a lot of patients, your people,
oh,
because
yeah.
they lack that thoracic spine
right.
motion and they're... compensating with their neck.
Yeah. And so it's
issues.
Either like it tends
either
to show
neck
up either
shoulder,
in neck
yeah.
or shoulder pain. And so, I mean, that's it. I mean, really, it's important to, as you're doing the stretching and rolling that we know everybody is doing diligently, that you remember that thoracic spine and that that rotation there is, it kind of gets forgotten, but it gets really stiff and crappy back there. And then it, you know, you end up with shoulder and neck pain from the swim, and you think it's the swim, you think it's your swim form, but really it's coming from the bike. And it's a, the bike can be sneaky like that. I feel like there's things, you know, I feel like run injuries or what look like run injuries can surface from the bike too, and that bike fit. So,
oh yeah, which is a different podcast. Too, you're doing well, and you're doing, you know, you're hopping off the bike, whether it's a race or it's a brick, and you're doing, you know, bike run.
Yeah.
You're hopping off that bike, and it's, and we really need to have rotation and running. And we'll talk about that in our next podcast or in another podcast.
But the takeaway today really is just that you need to remember to help to roll and to keeping that thoracic spine loose, especially as you're spending more time on the bike. If you're somebody that's like being introduced to the bike or you're increasing your distance on the bike, you just want to make sure that you keep that thoracic spine loose so that you don't end up with something that shows up in swimming.
Doing some really good dynamic exercises, dynamic warm-ups and mobilities for the spine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because limitations could be coming from one point being stuck on the bike like that for a long time, right? But there's also people who just lack thoracic spine mobility, mid-back mobility, or they have the mobility, but they don't have the strength and for the stability of the motion, whether it's running or swimming.
Sure.
Or the neuromuscular patterning.
I mean, there's a whole lot of things. Yeah. Like, I'm going to stop right there because, because then we also sit at our desks. It's like, there's a lot of things. So, you know, without going down a wormhole of all the things, something that might benefit you is to just work on keeping that thoracic spine a little bit more loose than you are right now. Okay, so if you guys have any comments or thoughts on thoracic spine rotation in swimming or on your bike, leave them at either wherever you listen to your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, or our landing page, thecoachamycoachlizshow.com. Let us know what you think.
Thanks so much for listening, and remember,
we are in this together.
Until next time.